कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकात्परयाजिहारे तन्मयतया सर्वोभिः तं सर्वभूतरिदयं मुनिमानसः तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञानादि तं नयनामसः by millions of humble obeisances. In the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya Tamung Vishnu Pas Sismad Bhakti Pradhyan Kesa Guru Pas Padma. And same in the my same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pas Sismad Bhakti Pradhyan Bhakti Vedan Swami. Are now explaining Mahat Sangha. How glorious is Mahat. So Sanatana Goswami quoting from here and there. Or other words, Parikshit Maharaj is telling so many, explaining so many things. So, Rahu Gunai Tat Tapasana Jati न निरपाप न छंदसा नैव जलाग्नि सूर्ये बिना महत्पादरजो रहुगण न तपसा न जाति हे रहुगण कोई चले हट मारा चले आउट ऑफ मर्सी और होगा पता था हमें जाती भाई तप भाई स्वधर्म आचरण गृहस्थ वर्णाश्रम धर्म ओ भाई One pointed to our mana, ekagrata, ijya, archan. They will not help you. Vedic karma, yeah, ijya Vedic karma. What are Vedic karmas? To obey father, mother, husband, wife, and other Gurujan, like that. Nirvapan, oh, like sannyas. He has Niragni, nothing to cook. He has Niragni, nothing to cook. Always going begging like Sanatana Goswami, he never cooked. So he is Niragni. That is sannyas, renounce order. No cooking. But now, Grihas cannot cook like all sannyasis. They have so many cookers, different types of cookers, and so many vegetables, fruits, vegetables, and so many cookers also who are cooking. We are cooking. So, not only one. Griha, tannamitta, griha, mrittika, mrittika means artha, upakarana sangrahadi grihastha dharma, to buy land, to collect so many things of our life, to make easy our life. Chand, vedabhyas, jaladi, भिकारी देवता वरुण, अग्नि सूर्य, अन्य अधिकारी देवता पूजा, अंडरस्टैंड, दिवसिप सन मून अग्नि एयर एयर हु इज वायु से इंद्र एंड मून एंड सो मेनी By these activities, worshipping of them, oh, we cannot have the bhakti of Vasudeva Krishna. Or jala pravesh, like Shaukari, he entered in water for years and years. But what became? He became like animal. By tapasya we can have the service of Krishna. But mystery is bhakti. Then it will give fruit. Here, Agni Pravesh, to enter in fire. By this, also anyone cannot. So many are rishis. They entered into fire. But they could not. और सूर्यमंडल को भेद कर इंटरिंग इन सन यू कैन नॉट सभी तुर्वारण्यम ही है इफ नो कनेक्शन विथ कृष्णा एंड हिज एसोसिएट महत्संग देन बाई ऑल्सो दैट यू कैन नॉट है गोप कुमार डिड इट एंड सॉ Better. Oh, nothing is there. So, up till Sadhu Sangha, their lotus feet, by that if anyone will be Abhishekta, will take bath. Oh, Vasudeva is easily, you see, his bhakti. There is no way. Oh, the meaning of the essence of all this katha, Hari katha, is that Mahat Sakler Anugraha. Without the mercy of causeless mercy of Mahat, we cannot be able to attend Krishna Bhakti. If anyone is neglecting Mahat Purush Guru, Siksha Guru, Vaishnav and others, and lakhs of births, he cannot have Krishna Bhakti. But if you are doing some tapasya and Mahapurusha is there in his guidance, oh, then very easy. Like Vishwamitra, became Brahmarshi by the service of Vasishtha, by serving Vasishtha. And later on, he went here and there with Ram, Lakshman, you know, Janapuri and him. And he served, always remembering the lotus feet of Vasishtha. By his mercy, he has become so. You know, once Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami sent my Guru Maharaj to go to Sodas Babaji Maharaj. And at that time he was in the municipality area, rejected Latin. And he made a boat there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the evening, in the night, he used to come out of that and to make something for him. For some days he was totally not taking anything and chanting. District magistrate, SP and so many big commissioners, they came to, oh, we can manage you a better place for doing bhajan. Oh, I'm okay. Oh, I'm sick. I cannot open the door. And rejected them all. And we invite President of India, Prime Minister, and he comes, also many stars of Bombay. Bombay here and there to make successful our festival. So much different, opposing. So, without Mahatsang, anyone cannot attain power to do bhajan, or he cannot attain Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti even. We have discussed all these things explained. So be very what? A strong faith on Mahatsang. Only the foolish persons and they want to go to hell, they will neglect Mahatsang. Their life will be ruined forever. If you will be in Mahatpad, you will serve, you will take bath, then automatically Gramyavarta will go away. You understand Gramyavarta? Mundane talking. Will go. Oh, yourself. And always the Harikatha Uttam Shloka comes. And taking always bath. You know here, in morning, what? Mangala. After that, any class. In walking class. After that, here class. Then second time class. Then prasadam. And after that, mahaprasade, govinde. With this, we take prasadam. And after that, one class again. And after that, this is fifth or fourth. Fourth. Fourth class. And before sleeping, oh Krishna, thus dancing and making dance. Oh. Now, how fortunate. If you will go to from here to India to hear the song of Krishna Das, then so much absence, so much absence, you can do. And he has mercifully come. So, Bhart Muni again told to Rahugan, Oho nijanma khila janma sobhanam kim janma bhe tu aparai amusman na jad rishikesh jasa kritatmanam mahatmanam vah prachura samagama. Oh, nijanma. Nijanma akhilam nijanma shobhana. So, Srimad Bhagavat, in Srimad Bhagavat, Rahugan is telling, hearing his classes, instructions, Rahugan became very happy. He was so much satisfied. And then he began to pray to Bharata, you are very kind. You are what? Causeless merciful. Now I have come to know by your classes, by your teaching, that this human life is better or best than among all the species of life. Among 84 species of life, lack. We should not dress what? waste our time in all these mundane talkings and other things. Because in very this particular Mano Janma, Bhagavat Bhakti we can attain. We can do, we can associate with Mahapurus. An animal kind. Indra cannot. Any demigods cannot. Sometimes Brahma and or Sankara. Because they are Mahapurus. For other demigods, it is very absurd to have a Mahapurus. And they pray to Krishna that I want to be in human life form to serve a Mahapurus. But very rare. You are very fortunate that you came in this line and you are optimist. You are trying to serve. Especially those who have met even 1 second to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Knowingly or unknowingly, no harm, unknowingly even, your life will be successful. And in this human form, bhakti can what? From Shraddha to Rati, and Rati to Prem, and up to Mahabhav, Radha Darshan. In any animal world, nothing. That is why all want. Especially Braja Bhakti. In Braja Bhakti, special kinds of Mahapurus like Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Raghunath Das, Rup Goswami, Deepa. So, what is the use of Brahma Janma? Or what is the use of Indra, Kuber, Jama, Vayu? No, no. Someone tell me, I want to be very wealthy. Then that money I will serve. Don't have these desires. These desires are not okay. What you have, try to engage in Krishna Mahapurus. If not anything, you should take Tulsi and get them. They will be satisfied. Krishna is satisfied, Vaishnava will be also satisfied. Know anything valuable than Tulsi. But having so much wealth, you will take Tulsi to cheat them. Or that will be. Don't have an idea to cheat. They are always engaged demigods. In so much sense gratification, Menka, Urvashi, so many asparas are there, so many Nandan Kanan are there, so many things are there. You have no time to come out of. They are not Janak, Maharaj Janak, that he was in kingdom, but nothing to do with any kingdom. Prahlad Maharaj was his kingdom, but nothing to do with kingdom. Always he was serving Mahatsangha. So you should try. Whether you are Grihastha, no harm. No harm. From there you should try to serve Vaishnava and to hear Vaishnava, Mahatsangha. Oh. Mahat. That they used to do some tour here and there. They used to go to Kanyakumari, Ranganatham, sometimes to Ganges, to Prayag, to Badrinarayan, Rishikesh, Jamnotri, Gangotri, Dwarka, Ajodhya, they used to go. Why? To give some power to Tirtha. Not for them, for all human beings. That Tirtha will be again powerful. So they go and take bath, and their feet, the dust comes, and they become again powerful, and they can purify others. Mahaprabhu told, Sagar, the ocean, is the husband of all the rivers. But when Haridas Thakur, lotus feet, was given to ocean, and then he became Maha, Maha, Maha Tirtha. So, Mahatgan, how they are? Keep Prakar. Always engage their heart and mood in Krishna Pad Padma. They are Mahat. If lakhs and lakhs dollars come in, no harm. Like rivers, water in ocean. And if everything goes, in a moment they don't care and they don't remember. So we should try to be like that. Mahapurushas are very rare, very rare. Or those who, by kirtan, nam sankirtan, nagar sankirtan, preach all over the whole world, and they have unconditionally surrendered themselves in nam sankirtan. Nam sankirtan is personal. Krishna is himself. So they have Atma Sapan, they have what?
Surrender.
Surrender. All are not Mahapurush. Those who are Mahapurush. How you will know? Without mercy of Krishna, you cannot. So first be like that. That you can have some realize, you can realize the glory of Mahapurush. In Saptam Skandha, 7th Skandha, Prahlad Prabhu Boliya Chen. Naishang matesta vata guru karmandre ispishtam manartha pagano jadartha mahiya sang padrajo visekam Niskin chananam nabhinita javad. What is the meaning? Who is telling? Why telling? Oh, you are also Uru Karmangri. Very good. This is automatically come by Shyam.
Omagyan Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. So here, now, in this discussion, the shloka, which was told by Sri Prahlad Maharaj to his father, Hiranyakashipu, he was telling his father that those persons who have forgotten, who are not aware, Nate vidu svarta katim hi vishnun durashaya ye bahirartha manina. They do not know their real self-interest or their svarta gati. Therefore, they're always engaged in all the external activities of this material world, bahirartha manina, thinking that they can become happy by sense gratification. So these persons, they're always engaged in chewing that which has already been chewed. Punak punak charvita charvanam. So their position is very difficult to come out. Actually, it is impossible to come out of this position and to become Krishna conscious, to attain pure devotion to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. They cannot attain this. Matirna Krishne paratak satova mitobi padyete griha vratanam. Those persons who have become griha vrata, who have taken a firm vow that they are going to remain within griha, within this material world, trying to enjoy society, family, friendship, love, and so forth, they cannot become Krishna conscious, they cannot develop their spiritual awareness, neither by good counsel from others, nor by their own efforts, nor by attending great assemblies where these subject matters are discussed. So in this way, he told his father, Hiranyakashipu, that not by any means can they attain this position of becoming freed from all of these anarthas. Only one method by which they can come out. And therefore he told this verse. Naisham matistavat urukramangrim sprishatyanarto upagamam yadartha mahiyasam padarajo bishekam nishkinchananam navranita yavat. He said, oh, as long as a person does not take abhishek, again this word is there, bathing himself in the dust of the lotus feet of those great personalities who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Urukramangrim. The name Urukrama is a name of Krishna. It means the personality whose all activities, everything that he does, is all-powerful, all-transcendental. Urukrama, the person who performs glorious activities. So a person who has taken full shelter of that transcendental Supreme Lord, then if someone takes the shelter of that person's lotus feet, as we are discussing, that he is Mahat, he is a great personality, and he has completely surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. If one takes shelter of his lotus feet and bathes in the dust particles of his lotus feet, then he will become completely purified. So this is told by Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost authority. He is actually a great authority in our line, and within this universe, there are 12 Mahajans. Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. Whatever he tells, this is the absolute truth. So it is not possible by any other method except to take full shelter of the lotus feet of a great pure Vaishnava and serve his lotus feet and associate with him.
Also, Muskunda. You know the history of Muskunda? Where is Muskunda?
Muchukunda was a king who was employed by the demigods to fight against the demons, to lead their armies. And over many eons and eons he fought and defeated the demons. Finally the war was over and he was given a benediction. What would you like? He said, I would like to rest and be undisturbed. Right? Mm-hmm. To sleep, to rest, without being disturbed by anyone.
You are not perhaps a fool. What are you asking me?
So, at the time that Jarasandha was attacking Mathura, so he was asleep in this cave for many millions of years. And at this time that Jarasandha attacked Mathura with one Yavan king named Kaliyavana, Krishna, to complete this pastime, he pretended to, like, he was running from the battlefield, Ranchor Krishna, and he was fleeing from the battlefield, and Kaliyavana was chasing him. But no matter how fast Kaliyavana went, Krishna was just leisurely walking away. He couldn't seem to catch him up to him. Finally, Krishna disappeared into this cave, and Kaliyavana went inside. He couldn't see so clearly. He saw someone lying on the ground there, and he thought, oh, Krishna, you've become tired and you're hiding and you're lying on the ground afraid of me. So he went over and he kicked him. And it, of course, this was not Krishna, this was King Muchukundu, who had the benediction that if anyone disturbed his rest, then he could burn them to ashes by his eyes. So he woke, Muchukundu looked at this Kalyavan and flame shot from his eyes and burned him to ashes. So then when King Muchukundu came out with Krishna from the cave, he saw that many millions of years had passed and everyone had become very small because he was from a different time and age. So this is some of the history of King Muchukundu.
How do I bring to Krishna? How up over me? What is the name? Bhava Pavargo. You don't know.
So, King Muchukunda, when he came out and saw Krishna there, when he began to pray, full verse, I don't know, but I know the first line.
What?
Bhava Pavargo, Brahmato Yato Bhavet.
What?
He prayed, Brahma Pavargo, Brahmato Yato Bhavet. Oh Krishna, the living entity in this universe, he's wandering through millions of species of life. But that time when he gets the darshan and association with your pure Vaishnava, that time the term of his material existence is completely finished at that time.
You.
Avapavargo Brahmato Yadi Bhavaj Janashitar Chuta Chat Satsangamo Satsangamo Tatari Tathaiva Satkato Parabareshe Jaiti Rati. That after wandering in this life, this material existence for so many repeated births and deaths from higher species to lower species, birds, plants, reptiles, aquatics, so many different species of life, and finally getting human form of life, after repeated birth and death in this material world, when one is just nearing the liberation from the samsara existence, then one is benedicted with satsanga, the association of mahats. And in that association, then one will gradually attain bhakti and rati to the Supreme Lord.
You, Ben? He's telling. He's praying to Krishna. Muskunda. When really you meet any Mahapurush, then you should think that now my journey of this world is going to be finished. What meaning? Oh, okay. But who will know this fact? A Mahapurush can think like this. Or a person who is on the door of Mahat, they can realize these things. Others cannot. Prahlad Maharaj can think when he will see Narada. Or so many rishis, maharishis, then he can tell. Vidur can tell. Pandavas can tell. Oh, Achyut, when a Mahapurush, your associates are Mahat, and they nihasangatvaya, akinchana, they are. When, by any luck, no luck will do, only his mercy, causeless mercy will do. Then you should know that now my journey has been finished of this world. Otherwise, no sad Mahat Sangha. Valmiki was a very famous robber and cruel person. But when he received the Mahat Sangha of Narada, at once his life was changed totally. But even Narada cannot do anything, even Krishna, where is Vaishnava Paradi, Guru Paradi, they will fall. Their mercy will not be there. Understand? It is very hard for Krishna and Mahatpurus also to help the Mahat Aparadhi, Guru Aparadhi, Vaishnava Aparadhi. And I explained how Satang Ninda is more dangerous than Guru Avagya. Because in the connection of Guru, we are somewhat careful. And for Vaishnava, not careful. We can criticize any moment to please others. Oh, if Mahapurusha has come and we are taking bath in his lotus dust, then sansar will go away. This is not a good thing. Automatic, ansangik phal. What is ansangik?
Incidental result.
Incidental result. Because at that time they take our forcibly our heart and they engage it in the Rishikesh Padpadma, who is the master of all our senses. So Ekadasha Skanda, Bhagavan has told Jathopasraya Manasya Bhagavantam Vibhavasu Sun Sitam Bhayam Tamo Upeti Shadhuna Sanseva Tat Tatha. And so many things. So Mahatsanga, we should try to be very careful. If your whole wealth is spoiled for coming here in Sadhu Sangha or any Mahatsanga, anywhere, don't care for wealth. Your service, job anywhere, let it go no harm. And then you can have a strong faith like this. And if you are thinking that, today I must go because my job may go. So they reject Sadhu Sangha, Mahatsanga, and they go. What is this? Ignorance. They are Mahat ignorant.
Maha ignorance. The king amongst the ignorant.
This is like number one visa, Argos.
Yeah.
Argos.
What does it do?
Rumor going around or some misunderstanding, and I would like to try to explain that a little bit so that everybody is clear in their minds about the situation and what is happening there. First of all, there's some changes in the relationship, but it's all actually very positive and all very amicable. And I'd like to explain how it's all come about. I think the most important thing to say is that Srila Gurudev has taken on a world preaching mission very much in the line of our Swami Prabhupada. Jai. Unfortunate for us, we're all the recipients of his mercy. There's a little bit of a style difference in his approach in doing that than with the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And there's some difference in style has created a slight, let's say, different view of how things should be done. Gurudev has taken a very liberal approach to things, and the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti tends to do things in a very, very traditional way. But because Gurudev is an acharya, he's coming and reaching out and going beyond what they might normally do. Another factor is that internal matters in the Samiti were complex. The Samiti is changing, and there's a lot of issues there that required a lot of attention and energy from Gurudev if he was going to maintain his position in the Samiti, meaning lots of meetings and lots of obligation. And because of this, and because of the demand on his time and his energy, and in consideration of his health, he chose to step away from his obligations in the Samiti. But I have to emphasize that in doing this, relinquishing of his obligations there has been done on mutual consent and in a very cooperative way. There's no rancor, there's no misunderstanding, and he is and remains their well-wisher as we are their well-wisher. The Vaishnava world is a very small world, and wherever we can cooperate with each other, we certainly want to do that. In a sense, this has become our great fortune because of his limited amount of energy. He's decided to devote entirely his energy and time to two main things, us. And writing books. And I think it's fair to say that he's inspired by all of his supportive and dedicated disciples. So the more we can continue in our supportive and devotional mood, I think the more we can hopefully obligate him by affection to stay with us and to give us his mercy. What does it all mean in terms of the relationships and how are things going to go forward? It's Gurudev's wish that, in fact, he's already done so. He set up a foundation called Bhakti, which is short for Bhaktivedanta Trust International. And the purpose of this trust is to encourage, enliven, and empower the individual devotees in their respective services. So it's not a big organizational type of thing. It's simply, if you will, a simple steering committee that's here to offer services and support, and especially under Gurudev's direction, guidance on how all of you can develop mamata for your service to Gurudev. How he sees that working is that the devotees in their respective services organize themselves in, we tried to come up with a better word, but we couldn't come up with a better word. It sounds a bit Politburo, but committees. You could call them groups, you could call them little sanghas, whatever you like, but different devotees are working together cooperatively and very nicely in respective services. And Gurudev's view is that you should be responsible for those services and nurture them along and have decision-making power in how those services are executed, of course, under his guidance and under his direction as spiritual master. Let's see if where we can go on from there. A couple of other important functions of the trust itself is to protect Gurudev's copyright and his properties. And basically, other than that, the trust is really very much a non-executive trust. So all the trustees in the trust have no say over what your respective services are, and it's really up to you to organize in a constructive and cooperative way if you have any questions, if you need any help, you can come to the trust and ask for help. And there's a more elaborate explanation of how the trust works, which has been posted on purebhakti.com. A few practical points, and I'm then almost done, and I'll turn the mic back over to Gurudev. Gurudev is very anxious that we get back to Navadvip and have Navadvip Parikram next year. You've all heard of the plan to purchase some land in Navadvip, which will help facilitate that. And needless to say, it's all up to us to somehow finance the purchase of that land and to build some type of facility for all the devotees who visit there so that we can have a nice stay in the Dham and have all of our, shall I call it, Western needs met in a simple but decent way while we're in India. So it's very important that we all kind of look into, I should say, dig into our pockets. Dr. T was going to do last night, he was suggesting that we all make a small donation. He said nothing came, but I told him that was because that, what was it? It was Rocky. What is the name of his raccoon?
Rocky Raccoon
wasn't shown. So maybe if he shows us Rocky Raccoon, the donations will start flowing in. We should see more of that, definitely. Another point is that one of the focuses of the Bhakti Trust is on book publishing. It's one of the most important things we do. There are a lot of devotees in the Sangha that have many good ideas and who are dedicating huge amounts of time and effort to this. Gurudev wants to encourage us to do that, and the trust is there to try to facilitate that. We've had some very good meetings, in my view, maybe too many meetings, but that's my save to Gurudev, where we're talking about coordinating book publishing efforts. There's a real spirit of cooperation there, and we're looking to nurture that along, both in terms of creating more books, especially books that are good for not just, let's say, advanced devotees in our Sangha, but books that are good for newcomers. I know there are a number of newcomers to the Sangha, and some of the classes might be very deep in Siddhanta. So there's a need there. The distributors tell us about that, and we're going to be working on that as well. There are other committees that are also have been formed. There's a preaching committee, I believe. I believe the sannyasis also have a committee. It's up to you. It's really an issue of, let's say, taking the initiative. And if you do have some initiative, if you do want to have some special service that you offer to Gurudev, then work together, and I'm sure that you'll get everyone's blessing and cooperation. Another point to mention is regarding Gurudev's tour and his health. We all know that Gurudev's health has had a couple of, shall we say, challenges in the last couple of years, and we're all very concerned about it. And what the trust is suggesting is that Gurudev, as much as possible, lessen his tours. Effectively, that means that in the winter time, there won't be a tour to the West. Gurudev will take some weeks out and stay in Hawaii, work on his books, which I think we'll all agree is a very important thing. That'll give him time to, let's say, build up his health. Another interesting development, and I think everyone's going to be very excited about this, is Bhakti Sarmaraj has suggested that we broadcast weekly classes on... I'm not sure how this works. It's television. It's we'll start out on the internet, so you'll be able to log on to Pure Bhakti website and actually watch a class being given live by Srila Gurudev, and then we're gradually going to work up to making that available on television. So. I think that has huge preaching potential. You'd be able to get together and have some bhajan and then turn on the web, watch Gurudev, invite people. You'll also be able to tell people about the classes and they can log on their own. So I think we'll all greet that change with a lot of enthusiasm. And as the old saying goes, the mountain shouldn't go to Mohammed, but Mohammed should go to the mountain. So wherever Gurudev is when he travels, we should all make our way as we do. For instance, Badger will stay on the schedule. And the other thing that I want to, the last thing that I want to mention is one of the other things that the trust is looking at, and Gurudev has given his blessing and he's very enthusiastic about it, is the establishment of some retirement facility for the devotees. Some of us are getting older, we're getting on in years. Eventually, we will need a place to have some shelter, and in some cases, when there's ill health or when devotees pass on, they'll have special needs. So we're trying to think ahead on how to serve the devotees and give facility so that you can be in a very good place, be surrounded by Harikatha, Prasadam, and have all the facilities you need. It's a far-reaching idea. If you're interested at all in supporting the idea, then please contact Radhakanta Prabhu, who is responsible for heading that up. There's a lot more I could say. I've already gone on a lot longer than I wanted to. Again, if you have any questions about the trust or how it works or the committees or anything else I've mentioned, then please just see me after the program.
Nishant Prabhupada.
Your Guna is going to thank everybody.
That what Buddha Prabhu told, really I don't want to waste my time. I want to give some more time to you all. And especially writing books. When I look here and there, I see I have not touched bhakti sandarbha, tattva sandarbha, and it is very essential. Krishna sandarbha, Paramatma sandarbha, Priti sandarbha, many things. I want to publish very soon Bhakti Swami Sindhu Ujjwal Nilmani Brihat Bhagavat Amrit, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can pray to Krishna, and that is why I left my relation with cut off relation with Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, that there I will have to give more time, and I have expended about 70 years for Gaudiya Vedanta. So now some year I will give you, invest for you, your Mahat Sangha.
First of all,
we are very hopeful that even Bhagwan Prabhu, Bhagwan Das Prabhu, is very enthusiastic to help us in all respect. We can hope to be. Germany for us. I have so many friends, even thousands and thousands of friends there, and disciples.
First of all, I'd like to offer millions of obeisances unto my eternal spiritual master, Nityalila Pavishtam, Vishnu Paramahansa Parivarajakasatara, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and the same unto my Siksha Guru. Om Vishnupad Paravahansa Paravajaka Astatara Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. I feel that our Gurudev are delivering us from this samsara davanala, this blazing forest of the material
more
existence.
Louder, please.
He's delivering us from this blazing forest of material existence. And being here in this festival with all of you is like riding on the waves of spiritual happiness. and I'm very much indebted to Srila Gurudev and to all of you who come here. I pray that I may eternally serve the Vaishnavas and Gurudev. Gurudev has asked me also to give honor and respect to all those persons who have assisted us in making this festival possible. I didn't write down the names of these persons, and my memory is quite short, but I'll try my best. For about a month now, he's already mentioned my family members, and also Govardhan Prabhu has come about a month ago, and he has also assisted us. And then along about 2 weeks ago, Shravan Prabhu and... And Kamalakanta came from Hawaii to help us. Then a little after that, Guru and Krishna sent Haridas to help us. There are so many persons. Dharmaraj Prabhu came down from Oregon and has cooked so nicely also. Bharat Prabhu, he has served ceaselessly through the whole festival. And also Anadi Krishna, who has been helping with all the parking. Nanda Gopal and his family have all helped so much. Which one?
Cooking department.
Cooking department. I mentioned Dharmaraj Prabhu and who else...
So many boys
he already mentioned. Actually, there are so many persons who have helped with this festival. It's made it very sweet and very successful because of these persons. We've had more help than ever, and everyone's been very enlivened by Srila Gurudev to do this. So I thank everybody, and hopefully these festivals can go on for as long as we live. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Our Purushottam Vrat we are going to observe in Jagannath Puri. And from there, in our Kali Jayanti, we will have so many classes there, about 15 days. And Bhuvaneshwar, Alalnath, Suryakunda, and so many places we will visit. And then, after that, I invite you, Farooq Goswami,
Separation Festival,
Janmashtami, and Radharashtami, and after that, Braj Mandal Parikrama in Vrindavan. If you can come to Purushottam Dham, Jagannath Puri, better. But if some difficulty, then come in Brajmandal Parikrama show for 1 month anyhow. And then do Navadvip Parikrama and then return there. Go Prema!